This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Little teaser for Wednesday for broadcast number 1000. My first guest on that night is going to be Hickok 45. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality in the fact that you can't blow these things up with a grenade. The fact that they are so modular, so many different ways to put these things together. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Now, what's irritating me the most about what's going on in this election right now is one very simple factor. What separates from the rest of these nations out there is the fact that we have a military that is the class of, or it was the class of the planet. But if we don't do something soon, and I mean really soon, to obliterate their hold on power in our nation, we are finished. And I mean this literally, because the United States cannot continue to exist without its military. And through stealth and other means, the left has come very close to destroying the most magnificent entity among us. I mean, I talked about this with my sergeant today, too. Through social engineering, the left, represented full throttle by our current president and the equally repellent pantsuit who hopes to succeed him, has altered the very simple and clear task of our military, which is to do whatever it takes to protect and defend America and its people. That means doing the dirty work. That means killing everything you're sent out there to kill. It doesn't mean being, you know, building things. It doesn't mean being socially responsible and being transgendered and all this other stuff. The American military has become merely a representation of the progressive utopian ideal of a satisfactorily diverse group celebrating all 58 genders. Acceptance of any and all alternate lifestyles, tolerance of any and all religion practices except Christianity, and at the same time taking the warrior out of the warrior class. Today's American military, run by leftists who intrinsically hate it, functions multiculturally, which means, of course, there's no civilization or society better than any other, thereby regulating us, the United States of America, the country that young and American men and women are supposed to fight and die for, into the nothing special category. The multiculturalists would just as soon have American soldiers dying for Ebola victims in Guyana, which, according to them, is equal to the U.S., or for illegal aliens fighting to enter the U.S. against our laws than to fight for American citizens. And those who object the most strenuously to what is being done to our military, its brave and frustrated members, are the ones who can do the least about it. So let me give you a couple of examples of what the left has brought to the most powerful. I used to be a member of the most powerful, single-minded, destructive entity on the planet. And we intended to rain pain should anybody try to come and take this precious America. What have they done? Well, they've arranged that membership in the U.S. military go from 3.5 million to just over 1.2 million today. And, see, the problem with that is the majority of that aforementioned 1.2 million, they're not fighters. For every one fighter, you have seven support. Do the math. They've removed the policy of don't ask, don't tell. That was enforced when I was in the military. I have no doubt that I served with gay soldiers. Couldn't have cared less. The U.S. military is now the world's second largest after the Chinese People's Liberation Army. The American military is no longer the preeminent world position. They no longer have that. Army levels are now at pre-World War II numbers. Navy levels are at pre-World War I numbers. They made our military forces absorb 50% of budget reductions when the Department of Defense represents only 20% of the federal budget. Military readiness in general is down 50%. There's been a comprehensive study done within the military services on the capabilities of women in the services, found that not only were women injured twice as often as men, they were nowhere near able to perform to the required standards, so the current military leaders under the leftist regime lowered the standards and kept the women. Ships, aircraft squadrons, and infantry units are often commanded by less than the best because of political correctness. The commander says U.S. military not prepared for coming cyber war. In recent surveys of members in the U.S. military, more than half of its members are either pessimistic about their future in the military, are unhappy in their jobs, have little satisfaction in or commitment to their jobs, and would have chosen another if they had it to do over again. In a recent survey of members of the U.S. military, nearly 40% didn't trust their immediate supervisor or fellow soldiers in their unit, and that's really messed up. That's really messed up. In a recent survey of members of the U.S. military, less than 40% were in good shape, which is equally as messed up. For the first time this year, a U.S. Armed Forces color guard carrying the American flag along with the colors of each of the branches of the military marched alongside the rainbow flag and the Capitol Pride Parade right after Dykes on Bikes. U.S. official says Army's industrial base in death spiral. An Air Force chaplain was removed from his religious duties as a bigot because he preached that homosexuality was a sin. Numerous other such actions taken against Christian chaplains and other branches of the military for practicing and or preaching their religion. There's many new cases of sexual assault in the military are male-on-male assault. Wow. Unit integrity, cohesiveness, and morale have been severely degraded. Conscious effort to eliminate the warrior mentality of our military members. All branches of the military were forced to establish programs of unconscious bias training. All branches of the military announced that diversity and inclusion are national security imperatives and put such programs into effect in each branch. When four submarines and a sailor were murdered at their place of duty in Tennessee earlier this year, the U.S. Capitol immediately half-masted its flag, and Donald Trump ordered that all flags on his properties immediately be flown at half-mast. The White House did nothing until 5 days later when Obama had to speak to a veterans group. Hillary Clinton has never mentioned that event. A 19-year Air Force veteran was relieved of his duties after disagreeing with his openly gay commander over gay marriage and is now facing a formal investigation. Forced soldiers at Fort Gordon to sit through an anti-white privilege program. Let me explain something to you what the military is. Every payday, we used to have a payday talk. And my sergeant major of that battalion would come out there and he would talk to us. And he'd get us ready to go. And he was warmongering. And he was getting us into a bloodthirsty froth. And we were going out there. And I trusted everybody on my left. I trusted everybody on my right, behind me, in front of me. My Sergeant Williams, he was the man. I would have followed him to hell. Trotting. Eyes ready to go. We were ready to go. 154 mech infantry. We were the tip of the spear. We were ready to go. That doesn't exist anymore. Thank you, left. Thank you for snatching victory and turning it into defeat. Thank you so much. We're going to be right back. This is Lock and Load.
education has to be boring.
Thank you.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made, born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. At a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality and the fact that they cannot be beaten down with a hammer. I mean, they're just that outrageous. Coming from the desk of David Kodria, which I always like it when I do David's stuff. We get this. Coming from ABC's KXAN News 10, Austin reports, Texas high student honored at the White House for short film inspired by police protest. Short film, The World I Want to Live In, inspired by a Black Lives Matter protest, is being featured in the White House's 2016 Student Film Festival presented by South by Southwest. And surprisingly, in his paying to get Can't We All Get Along, one that points no fingers inward at Black Lives Matter for holding up its end of the racial harmony deal, 18-year-old student filmmaker Quinn Holmes is from liberal Austin, after all. The right to keep and bear arms draws its share of blame. That's a big reason why Holmes, like Ahmed the Clock Boy before him, any other useful progressive Texan idiot, is going to meet with President Barack Obama. Met him today, as a matter of fact, and his film highlights a man who says, I want to live in a world where there are no guns. This is about Frank, the 52-year-old black man in Lower Manhattan. We talked about him last week, who describes the world he wants to live in. Future Lenny Riefenstahls are finding out firsthand that right thinking is rewarded. As for wrong thinkers, kids whose film projects present the case against gun owner control, well, that's handled at the local level with police reports and mandated psych evaluations. And it's all part of the long con to maneuver the voters of tomorrow into testing their rights today. That's what it's about. Hitler used to say, I don't care if I don't have you, I have your children. I'll have your children. Okay? If you can't get it now, you got to have that long game. The liberals, like Hitler, have the long game. That and using time-tested collectivist methods to discourage pesky disagreements. Now, as for the no-guns fantasy, it's tempting to bring up the Greek and the Persian and the Roman empires, or the Islamic and Mongol conquests, and all the bloody carnage, brutality, and terror committed with the sword. But there are more recent examples that let us better approximate what Quinn's and Frank's world would look like. And that's because the type of order Obama imagines isn't really gun-free. It's the kind of society German political economist, sociologist, and philosopher Max Weber envisioned. A world ruled by what he termed a monopoly of violence. Among his other advocacy achievements, Weber also championed approving Article 48 into the Weimar Constitution, establishing emergency powers to bypass Reichstag consent, allowing Adolf Hitler's rise to unchallenged power. And we can see what happens when useful idiots like young Quinn and no fool like an old fool Frank enable such monopolies. We don't even need to use our imaginations because all we have to do is look at the record of history. And that's as clear as it is unspeakably brutal. If we are to imagine a world without guns, let us first imagine Armenians living in Ottoman Turkey without guns. Imagine the oppressed in Stalin's Soviet Union without guns. Imagine Jews in Nazi Germany and conquered Europe without guns. Imagine the Chinese casualties of Chairman Mao's terror without guns. Imagine Pol Pot's Cambodian killing field victims without guns. Then imagine the same genocidal scenario playing out in Guatemala, Uganda, Rwanda, etc., etc. Imagine mass murders here in gun-free zones, despite, as Crime Prevention Research Center proves, progressives trying to lie about it. Those who value personal power over freedom understand all of this, and they're relying on a critical mass of emotion-driven, ignorant sob sisters to enable them. Most of them are Republicans, by the way. They ran from Donald Trump this past weekend. Look them up. With progressives, every day is opposite day. And there's nowhere better illustrated than in the goal to eliminate private gun ownership. And yes, of course, that's what the goal is. That's what the goal is. It's not about, we don't want to take your gun, we just want to get rid of these guns, those guns, that gun. Eventually, they run out of guns to get rid of, and then they're like, oh, there's no guns now. Oh, well. I respected the Second Amendment, but there's no, you know, no matter what the scoffing lies they use to dismiss those who recognize. So, think about it. If they're truly the egalitarians they pretend to be, why would they be so hostile to the ultimate power sharing that can only be attained through the right to keep and bear arms? The, you know, this utopian ideal that they have, it doesn't exist. It does not exist. I have conversations with people from now, from time to time, and they talk about how sad it is that we need them. And I disagree with that. Or I do agree with that. I agree that it is sad. But it is also necessary. Now, I don't think it is so sad that I'm not going to do it. Oh no. I'm going to do it. I'm going to carry. I'm going to carry no matter who the president is. I'm going to have my guns no matter who the president is, who, what the government is, whatever it is, because I am not going to run from the fight. While all of this is happening right now, you know, right now, Obama and Clinton encourages and supports Black Lives Matter. And right now, the world's entire imagination is captured with the fact that Donald Trump's heterosexual, and he talks like one. Like a heterosexual alpha male. Oh, God. Everybody's wanting to abandon the ship and run. Where are you going to run to? Where are you going to go? We have a republic if we can keep it. Those of you who are willing to give it up, are you're going to face some opposition. And it's not going to end well. And the only problem with that is that used to be the business I was in. Most of these guys that are out there talking this smack have never been in that business, not going to know how to handle it. They're going to be looking around for the guys in the uniforms, except the guys with the uniforms will be with me, and they'll be with you. They will not be with them. They will be looking at all of us. I didn't start this. I did my part to protect it. I'm still going to protect it, come hell or high water. We'll be right back.
Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed. Quality is the difference. I'm writing down a name right quick. So everybody talk amongst yourselves. Because they just gave me a good idea over there on the board op side. I didn't even think about that. Thank you. Now then, there's this movement afoot. In order, they're calling these misjudged police-involved killings, whereby children mistake, let me rephrase that. They're playing with BB guns or air rifles or something, and then they're killed by the police when the police ride up on them, okay? And a lot of towns and cities across America are reviewing and implementing regulation that bans residents from owning realistic non-lethal weapons. Now, according to a report in The Guardian, which I'm sure is so impartial, 28 people with BB guns were shot and killed by police in 2015 alone. After 12-year-old Tamir Rice of Cleveland was shot and killed by police in 2014, when officers mistook his toy gun for a real one, several cities began proposing a ban on replica guns. Now, let me ask a question here, if I can. Why does Black Lives Matter exist then? Okay? And let me make sure that we understand why I'm asking you this question. If your children are out there and the police ride up on them, shouldn't they be taught, like if they've got a toy gun, not to go for the toy gun like they're going to be in a shootout? Because guess what? They are. Wasn't prior to Black Lives Matter, wasn't there already a real disrespect for police in the inner city? Well, hell, in the whole nation. Wasn't Obama, at the very first year of his presidency, slamming the police and, well, you know, you made a mistake. Shut up. This is not your job, El Presidente. Go back up into the palace. Last November, Boston passed a ban on realistic-looking toy handguns. A dozen states have already passed laws restricting fake guns, and Baltimore is already considering a citywide ban on replica guns. City of Salisbury, Maryland is the latest to consider banning toy guns, BB guns, and other toys that resemble firearms. This all, Mayor Jake Day told NBC News, this all began with a simple statement said by Councilman Muir Boda. Councilman Boda has worked at Walmart and participated in some corporate discussions as to whether they should be in the business of selling both real and fake toy guns. Boda told NBC that in his experience as a department manager at Walmart, BB guns that look like real guns are one of the hottest stolen items. Which Walmart is selling these? I have sons. I have not seen them. I had to order the realistic-looking BB guns. They were airsoft, and boy, were they realistic. Except for the fact that they were really oversized, big, obviously plastic, I mean, you know. And when you pulled the trigger, they shot BBs. But that's not just the theft that Boda wants to prevent. It's the police killings of children. We're bringing it to the council to see what might be able to be done. Right now, we're researching what we can do and how it may be enforceable. How about parenting? How about teaching your children that if the police ride up on you, they're not there to kill you, and you don't have to draw your fake gun on them? Mayor Day is somewhat on the fence, noting that he doesn't necessarily agree that this possible ban or restriction is the right approach, but admits that it's a worthy conversation that Mr. Boda has started. Could this help save a child's life in a potential police error? Well, I guess so, you know. But at the same time, wouldn't it save a child's life if the police ride up on you, if the child is taught, if they're old enough to, like, 12? Hey, look, if the police ride up on you and they think you're being bad, put your hands on your head. Is that tough? Don't these children operate smartphones and laptops and video games now? I mean, these are pretty articulate kids. I mean, surely they can understand, well, if you just act like you're not doing anything, you probably won't get ventilated, little Johnny. Here's the problem, though, this. There would have to be a firm decision on the definitions of a toy that resembles a firearm. We've already seen children, 5, 6 years old, get kicked out of school for chewing a ugly-looking C into a Pop-Tart. And somebody's saying, well, that looks like a gun. Really? Maybe a Salvador Dali gun? Steve Reese, CEO at Kids Brand Insight, a toy business consultancy, said, I'd be interested to see what is defined as a toy gun. Logically, a ban on toy guns should cover only those toys that actually look like guns, but I would argue that many toy projectile guns are about as close to real guns as a Star Wars lightsaber toy. A little common sense interjected into the conversation. Nerf, as the market leader, produces products which fire harmless foam darts and which do not look at all like real guns. Any replica-style toy guns tend to be cheap imports. Lifelike or not, Jamila Bay, a journalist and mother to an 8-year-old son, thinks that banning toy guns doesn't at all get to the heart of the issue. And she says it's disingenuous to talk about banning toy guns because toy guns aren't causing harm. Real guns are. Which, of course, You know, she's in Washington, D.C., so real guns in the hands of criminals are. Banning toy guns is at best a feel-good gesture that has no substance behind it whatsoever. And she added she doesn't think banning toy guns would get to the root of yet another issue, the American culture of gun violence. See, there's us in the gun culture, and then there's a subset of this gun culture, the gun violence culture, otherwise known as the criminals. She said if you give two young boys sticks, they'll point them at each other and say, bang, bang. It's the culture we live in, the movies we watch. We see guns all the time, and our boys and a lot of girls, too, play accordingly. A lot of people, you know, I don't see that many toy guns anywhere, man, you know. And these fatal errors are not happening all over the place. They're actually very isolated incidents. I still say, though, if you know, hey, when I was 12, I was never at in the middle of a municipality in a park by myself. Not when I was 12. No. Maybe I had it great. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm white. That's it. White privilege. Maybe that's what it is. Whatever it is, maybe a little parenting would help. Maybe, you know, we could say it's about the police officers, but you know what? Those guys have been thrown to the wolves. And gangbangers are, there's 12-year-old gangbangers. In the MS-13, there's 8-year-old killers. So, you know, age does not mean you're exempt from being a violent little thug. And the cops have to sort all that out. And there's no rule that states they got to die in order to make sure they don't shoot the wrong person. I would not expect them to enforce that. I'm not looking for it. We're going to be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
All right, we're back coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality and the fact you can't break him with a ball peen hammer. Going to the phones, talking to Tony in the big red truck. Yes, sir.
Good evening, Kimo Sabe. How are we doing?
Just fine, Tonto. What's up?
I am going to get on my soapbox.
Okay. I want to hear it.
Okay. You just got to finish talking how these liberals say we have a culture of gun violence in America. Where all the little boys want to mimic war heroes and want to be like their fathers and their uncles and their brothers. And then you have those who just want to be patriotic Americans and want to protect their families. Well, golly jeepers, isn't that just a shame? You have a thug culture. You have a culture of homes without fathers. You have a culture where there's no parents taking care of Junior. He gets involved in gangs and does things that he shouldn't. This past weekend, a preacher friend of mine who I work with and myself went to Palmetto State Armory. We shot 9mm pistols, 40 caliber pistols, a 5.56 AR-15, and a 30-30 Marlin. We shot holes in a whole bunch of paper, and not a single person died or got injured from that. To my right, you had about 20 other gentlemen and their friends doing the same thing. To my left, you had 8 or 9 doing the exact same thing. It's not a culture of violence. It's that those who own them legally, who respect them, are doing it for self-protection and self-preservation. The only people who have a culture of anything is the liberal socialists who are pushing all their naysayers, wrongdoings, and everything else down our throat to try to get their way. Now I've just stepped off my box, sir.
Okay. Hey, I'm just curious. Were you among those that were beating up on Bobby Mack?
No. I don't beat up on Bobby Mack too much because of what he used to do. He might beat me up.
Ah, okay. The Night Stalker thing.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't. I have no qualms at all with Mr. Bobby Mack whatsoever.
I don't really have qualms with him. I just was a little disappointed when I heard about some of his stuff, and he's paying for it, so I mean,
I'm not able to listen to the radio as much as I used to because I also train. Not only do I do my own job, but I also have to train other brand-new drivers out of school how to drive these massive pieces of machinery. So yeah. If it's something that he said that wasn't tasteful in your view, then obviously it may have done the same thing to me, but I haven't heard it. Now, did it happen today, a week ago, or what?
Supposedly after Trump's hot mic moment, he went on a rampage about Trump and how he wasn't going to support Trump. So, I mean, anytime somebody says they're not supporting Trump, that's supporting Hillary, and I got a problem with that.
Well, what you said about Trump, I think, was accurate, and what a lot of other people have said about Trump is accurate. He's an alpha male. It was two guys talking, and I'm sorry if it offends a bunch of sissies that we now have in this country, but what goes on Cinemax, HBO, on Wednesday night TV on Channel 7 and everything else is far worse than what Mr. Trump said to another gentleman. And what Hillary Clinton has told Marines who are there to guard her and protect her, the Secret Service using every foul language word known to man, and then probably inventing a lot of them, I have no use for that woman whatsoever. She allowed our guys in Benghazi to die. They've given aid and comfort to Iran with billions of dollars and armaments and everything else. They supported and funded ISIS. I've got no use for those people. So when it comes down to who am I voting for, I'm voting for Donald Trump.
Yeah, well.
But that's just me.
Well, hey, that's just me, too. You and I are on the same truck.
Yes, sir. We are in the same truck together.
Yes.
And I'm proud to have you going for the ride with me.
There you go.
You have a good evening, sir.
You keep the shiny side up, please.
Yes, sir. I will try my hardest.
Tony with the big red truck. Hey, you know what? Have any of you seen these videos of the killer clowns that are out there right now walking around? Now, while I think the way the Republicans are treating this race is pretty doggone stupid and irresponsible, you got to be really doggone stupid to be right now dressing up as a clown and walking up on some people and menacing them. And just because, you know, the law of averages, you know, just percentage-wise out there, when you think about how many states have permitless carry now, 12, when you think about how many permits are out there, the odds are that sooner or later one of these clown asshats are going to run up on an armed citizen. They've already run up on some gang-banging Utes who, like, they run up on the car and the Utes get out of the car with a ball bat and beat the clown half to death. Or they chase him down in a park and beat him half to death or something. But, you know, you got to be pretty doggone stupid to come out dressed as a clown right now. And on two separate occasions this past week, they were chased off with guns. A woman in Auburn, Maine, told the Lewiston Auburn Sun-Journal that a man dressed as a clown threatened her as she sat on her porch Wednesday night. The 49-year-old woman asked the paper to withhold her identity, but said a black SUV pulled up to her home and rolled down one of the rear windows. A clown was sitting in the back seat of the gun. He had on a red Afro wig and a red nose. In other words, he was Ronald McDonald. Smile was creepy, the painted on one. I say I'm not afraid of clowns. I started laughing. It's almost Halloween, so I didn't think too much about it. But then the clown formed his hand into the shape of a gun and pointed it at the woman and mimed bang at her. told the Sun Journal. That sort of freaked her out. The only problem was she was sitting out on the porch with her legally owned 9mm pistol. She pulled it up, got low ready with him, and said, "Back at you, clown." At that point, the window went up, and the SUV drove off with the clown still inside. The woman then picked up the phone and called the police. In another incident, a Texas man was approached by two people dressed as clowns. Around 10:30 p.m. on Tuesday, a man in the town of Pampa heard laughing outside his home as he was working in his garage, according to KFDA. And when he looked outside, he saw two people dressed as clowns entering his front yard. The man reportedly told the clowns to leave, but they ignored him and continued advancing toward his home. And that's when he retrieved a pistol and fired a warning shot. The clowns ran off after the shot was fired. The guy broke one of my rules. I got to tell you, if I pull up a gun on some clowns or on anybody, they're all going to be clowns. If I pull up a gun and they keep coming at me, there's not going to be any warning shots. Unless they have on glasses and a stick and they're tapping the ground in front of them going, "Who's there? Who's there?" If that's not happening, the warning shots are going to end up in their center mass. The two cases ended with the clowns fleeing and the victims left unharmed. The main woman told the Sun Journal she was concerned the clown threat is just beginning. Well, what's going to happen is, we've had clown sightings here in South Carolina. There's going to be some dead clowns is what's going to happen. If you're out there and you're looking for a rush, maybe putting on a clown outfit and menacing people. I've seen some of these guys, they'll be out there on the road and they'll run at cars. And, you know, these people, and this is the thing. This is the funniest thing for me. They're scared of him and they run away. They don't look at him and think he's just a man in a clown outfit. He's something else. So we're going to roll into hour number three, leaving the clowns in the dust. We will be right back. Stand by. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.